Like the rest of Appalachian Ohio, Pike County has a higher jobless rate than the rest of the state and a higher percentage of people in poverty. Back in 2012, Pike County's presidential contest was the closest in the nation. Republican Mitt Romney won by just one vote. It's a county that's been hit hard with problems in recent years. Drug and alcohol recovery centers punctuate the downtown streets these days. Here on Emmett Street, the main drag through Waverly, there's a car lot where the city's crown jewel, the Emmett House Bar and Restaurant, once stood. 2 years ago, the historic building built by one of the town's founders more than 100 years ago burned to the ground. Now a plaque commemorates the site, which is across from the county library, where Tom Atkins works.
We often feel neglected in this part of the state. We're often passed over and forgotten about. You know, there's nothing exists in Ohio below Columbus. This is what's often said about this part of the state anyway.
That's a sentiment echoed by Rob Junk, Pike County's prosecutor. As he waits for a haircut at the Old Canal Barbershop, Junk says Pike County has been struggling.
Our Mills Pride cabinet factory closed down. The atomic plant south of town in Piketon is on cold standby. We need some help with some jobs where people can grow up in Pike County and go to work and have a good paying job.
Local retiree Ray Rigsby says he worries about the federal deficit.
Because if they don't do something with the deficit and you can't spend your way out, we're just getting further and further in. So if you get your deficit so much, you're going to go broke. We'll be like Greece.
Rigsby says he plans to vote for Republican Donald Trump. Ditto for his brother, Ivan Rigsby, a retired Pike County teacher. But Ivan says he's more concerned about reforming health care. He says he's lucky to be alive, but his bank account isn't so lucky. He had to pay thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs after becoming ill while out of state.
I was there in Myrtle Beach for about 34 days in the hospital, and they couldn't help me, even though I was out of network. And so we had to hire a private jet, pay $10,000 up front, and the firm to fly me to Cleveland Clinic.
Rigsby says he put the expenses on credit cards and is paying them off as he can. Down the street at the library, Jennifer Sloan also worries about health care.
One thing that's extremely important for this area is the preservation of free health care for everyone. We have not the greatest health rates in Pike County. I think there's been some state reports that say that we're doing pretty bad in that regard.
But Sloan is voting for Democrat Hillary Clinton, saying she's the best candidate to deal with that issue. Tom Atkins says he's also voting for Clinton. He thinks she's the best qualified to deal with the issues facing Pike County and the U.S.
She has more of a presidential temperament, and I think they always say you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. And I think when it comes to the top of the ticket, that's definitely important.
Atkins says he hears a lot of talk about politics these days at the library. He says he feels voters in this county tend to vote for candidates themselves instead of staying loyal to a party label. The stats show Pike County has been a bellwether in three of the past four elections, picking the presidential candidate who won the state. But when it comes to this particular election, Atkins thinks it could go down to the wire again, just like it did in 2012.
There are a fair number of people who perhaps are leaning one way or the other, but who can be swayed.
Drive around Waverly, Pike County's capital, and you'll see yard signs from both candidates. You'll also see boarded up buildings. People here say, regardless of the outcome, they're hoping the winning candidate won't forget about them. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.